On this edition of The Art Spade, we remember the late Bunny Ruggs. Stay tuned. William Alexander Anthony Bunny Ruggs Clark was born in Mandeville, Manchester, but moved to Kingston during his early years. There he found his passion for music. While training to be a painter at the Jamaica School of Arts and Craft, now Edna Manley College, he teamed up with fellow singer Vic Taylor and began leading the band Inner Circle, featuring keyboardist Michael Ibo Cooper, percussionist Irving Carrot Jarrett, and guitarist Stephen Cat Core.
Shortly after I joined Inner Circle, Ruggs came and he auditioned to be the lead singer. So that's how it went. I would have joined Inner Circle in around the end of 1970 to 71.
Mr. Clark held the name Bunny since childhood because he was an active child, but it was during his time with Inner Circle that the Ruggs was added, some say because of his habit of sleeping on the floor.
A guy by the name of Dallas Rogers, who was working with us at the time, it was Ruggles, and then it went to Russ Ruggs, you know.
Bunny Ruggs stayed with Inner Circle until he moved to New York in the early 70s. He still performed solo acts and teamed up with Hugh Hendrix and the Buccaneers while in New York until 1973, shortly after Third World was formed.
When Third World started, Philly Hamilton was our singer, and we went to New York to tour, and we met up back with Ruggs. Ruggs came to one of our shows. We had known him and we had kept in touch over the years. So then shortly after that, Philly parted company with us, and Ruggs was a logical person to fill in for him. So it was almost like a match made in heaven kind of thing.
Mr. Core says Ruggs, along with Third World, helped to shape the world of reggae and the revolution of reggae bands, not just as backing bands, but as an act within itself.
You had plenty of bands at that time. You had Fab Five, you had Band, you had the Dragonaires. Not a band, but the truth of the matter is that there were just bands that played, you know, for dances and so on. They weren't performers. Third World was the first one that really turned band business into performing.
The band helped to popularize reggae music in parts of the world like California, where reggae was fast becoming more accepted. Years after he joined Third World, Bunny Ruggs performed as a solo artist, releasing the Jack Scorpio-produced Talking to You album in 1995. In 2012, he released the single Land We Love, with profits going to the charities, the Jamaican Children's Heart Fund, for which he was a spokesperson, and Chain of Hope. Ruggs has been the recipient of several awards, including the Caribbean American Heritage Award for outstanding contribution to reggae. He developed health problems which forced him to miss shows on Third World's 40th anniversary tour in 2013. He was diagnosed with cancer later that year.
I definitely know that the last couple of shows we did, particularly the last one at the Hard Rock with Barry Salmon in Miami, I could tell that there was much more time for him. He was very weak. He was very engaged in his own thoughts, you know, because he knew he was dying.
In early 2014, he was hospitalized in Orlando, Florida, where he was treated for leukemia. He died on February 2, days before his 66th birthday.
His sense of humor was off the chain. I would say he was very dedicated to his singing, very dedicated to the band. He was a class act, always immaculately dressed for stage, always had the right kind of attitude towards the press, his fans. For the majority of times that I had the privilege of performing in Ruggs, I would say that he was a solid performer. Certainly he'll be remembered for the tremendous voice he had. I think he'll also be remembered as a person very outspoken who spoke his mind at all times. I think he'll also be remembered for somebody with a lot of principles.
William Bunny Ruggs Clark will be honored posthumously on National Heroes Day with the Order of Distinction to be received by his wife.
It was almost 7 years ago that myself and Ibu Cooper had the honor of getting our Order of Distinction, and I think it was more than due for Ruggs to get his. We'll be awarded that. I know that Ruggs will be smiling down from heaven to know that the country has awarded him this.
Third World band member Stephen Cat Core. That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.